Good morning, and welcome to your Unreasonable Monday Moment, Scene 7, Why. Have you ever been in the middle of pursuing some noble cause? I mean, leading a noble endeavor, trying to accomplish something that you believe God told you to do, and suddenly been overwhelmed by a lack of progress or cooperation or just how difficult the initiative has become? If you have, then you've asked this question. I think it hits all of us in leadership at some point. Why am I even doing this? If you've been involved in ministry, you've asked that question. And it's at that moment that we need sometimes a picture to remember. Brad and Ramona Hacker have spent their lives serving in the local church, specifically at Newcastle. These two are the kind of laity we used to call churchmen, committed, giving, the kind of folks over the years whose response to the pastor was usually yes before they even knew what the question or the request was. The kind of followers of Jesus who make our churches possible. And I'm talking to a lot of them in this audio cast here right now. This high level of commitment, people, is a blessing, but what often happens is that it dies out over time due to weariness or the other frustrations I mentioned above, but not so for Brad and Ramona. As a matter of fact, a couple years ago, Brad, with Ramona right by his side, accepted the pastoral position at our Warrington church, and he was recently appointed the pastor at our Shirley church because they're really close together. The best way to describe Brad as a pastor is he's on fire. He loves the Lord. He loves both of these congregations. And in partnership with Mark and Naomi Young, who are lay leaders from Shirley, he and Ramona believe God is leading both churches into a new day. Easter will be a unique combined event at the Shirley Community Center this year, and I'm blown away by their vision, commitment, and passion. Brad is even enrolled at NBC to prepare and is entering the licensing process towards ordination. Man, we need more Brad and Ramona's and Mark and Naomi's at our churches and on our district. But it leads to a question, what keeps them going? And if you ask Brad, you'll find many answers to the question of why. He'll tell you he loves the Lord, he loves the church, he loves people, and most importantly, he's answering a call. But if you listen long enough, you'll discover the snapshot behind the passion. Years ago, Brad was working in bus or van ministry at Newcastle, picking up kids and bringing them to church. Saturdays involved visiting the homes, right? And then they would come around on Sunday and pick the kids up. One Saturday, Brad was standing on the front porch of a home in Newcastle of a little boy named Ryan. And Ryan was a regular attender, and he assured Brad he'd be ready tomorrow morning or that Sunday morning, but he was also excited about something else. "I want you to come in and see my new bed," Ryan said. "It's brand new and awesome." Brad saw the excitement in Ryan and told him that if it was okay with his mom, who was standing just a few feet away, when Brad dropped him off from church the next morning, he'd come in and see the new bed. Mom said, "Sure, if you don't mind a dirty house," but Brad assured her that lived-in homes are always a little messy and it would be fine. Now, in order to make this happen, Ryan would have to be the last drop-off of the day so that Brad couldn't leave a van full of kids in the street, right, while he went in to see Ryan's new bed. So the next day, that's what Brad did. He took all the other children home and then pulled up to Ryan's house. The little boy ran to the front door, yelling to Mom that Mr. Brad was here and he wanted to show him his new bed. Mom opened the door, smiling, and welcomed them in. Brad entered Ryan's home and was impressed how clean and put together the house was, which made him wonder why Mom had been so concerned about a, quote, dirty house, unquote. But then he realized something. Underneath the colorful rugs laying orderly on the floor was dirt. Ryan and his mom were living on a dirt floor. When Ryan took him back to show off his new bed, Brad looked down and saw a superhero sleeping bag lying on a dirt floor. The sleeping bag was Ryan's new bed. Brad's heart broke and he never really recovered. So for decades, Brad and Ramona have committed to helping the Ryans of the world and their moms experience transformation and new life in the name of Jesus. From Ryan and his mom to a host of others, they've been committed to helping people step forward. As a matter of fact, not too long after this encounter, Mom came with Ryan to church one Sunday. And by the way, Brad, his expression when he saw Ryan's new bed was nothing but positive. He complimented Mom on the care she was trying to take of her son. It boggles my mind, though, that in Newcastle, Indiana, there were, not that long ago, and perhaps still, families living and children going to sleep on dirt floors, but it shouldn't. We have a homeless population in virtually every town in Indiana. The 2000 census reported that, now we're going back to 2000, so keep in mind, this would be back when bus ministry was going. At that point in time, 15.7% of the residents of Newcastle under the age of 18 were living below the poverty level. And as of the 2020 census, things had changed. 26.8% of the residents under the age of 18 were living under the poverty level. For Brad and Ramona, there's lots of whys that drive them, but there's one really distinct picture. A superhero sleeping bag on a dirt floor, and standing beside it, a smiling little boy, and a few feet away, a mom who's doing the best that she can. For I was hungry, Matthew 25 says, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Truly, I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. God bless you.